Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Oh, Todd there, playing Boards of Canada and the Tough Age band before that, some Jangle and some IDM. Noise of Carpet is slowly slithering itself backwards in time and influencing Todd. It's great to hear. Getting into the Blurred Crusade, maybe one day we could get an ID from Amy Goodman. Wouldn't that be amazing? Welcome. It's Wednesday. It's Noise of Carpet, as you know. I'm glad to be here. I think I have a decent show for you today. I have prepped it for a little bit of a change and thought about it and changed things around a bit and modified. So hopefully it's for the better. To start things off today, we are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you very much for listening. And we're going to start things off today with Lush. And the song is called Lady Killers. We'll get back to talk to you in a few minutes. Thanks for listening.
The next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy has such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. He's watching his reflection. I'm a fucking mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back love.
Super sexy mister, call it what you will.
You think you're such a lady killer. I just bet you're still gonna be posing in the mirror.
Hey girls, I'm such a lady killer. But we know where it's coming from.
We know the score.
Go.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
We'll do lots and lots of little he grows up, he'll even look a teeny weeny little bit like me. Take him on the roundabout and I'll take him on the swings. He'll make lots and lots and lots of little doggy friends. Down here, I take my dog to the park in a pram, and I might even send him on to school. I'll call him, we'll do lots and lots and lots of little doggy things. Maybe when he grows up, he'll even be a bit of a rebel.
From Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Flats above a shop, cut your hair and get a job, smoke some flats and play some pool, pretend you never won.
People. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing
because there's
else
nothing
to do.
Else to do.
Out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life,
with no meaning
or control
and with nowhere left to go. You're amazed that they exist, and they burn
and they
so
burn
bright
so
while
bright
you can only
you
wonder
can only
why.
Rent a flat to buy a shop.
Cut your hair, get a job.
Smoke some fags and
play some pool.
Pretend
you never went to school.
But still,
you'll never get it right. Cause when you've laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall, and you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
Oh yeah, there's William Shatner doing Jarvis's part, Common People, the pop song. You've probably heard that before. That sounded pretty good to me today. Hang on a second there. Pause that. Click on that. Thank you for listening. It's Noise of Carpet. I do have an email address for you guys if you want to get in touch. I know that there's some new listeners today, so welcome to everybody. Noiseofcarpetradio@gmail.com. Noise of Carpet Radio on Instagram. You can get a hold of me there or us. And also you can text the station here if you want to squeeze in a request maybe, or send some advice, or help me out if I mispronounce a name or say that a record's from a wrong year. That's possible. The number is 778-782-2573, or if you're in the UK, the number is 001 and then 778-782-2573. So I'd love to hear from you. Before the pulp song, it was The Raincoats with Baby Dog from 1996, Looking in the Shadows. Sebado with Flame from The Sebado 1999. Start things off with Lush, Lady Killers. It is a 7-inch single of 45 that's in the filing cabinet here from 1996, and the poor thing has been in that filing cabinet for 29 years, and so it's nice to get into the filing cabinet here. There might be thousands of 7-inch records here to dig out and play. So that one is right from the cabinet, Lady Killers. Friday night, Mickey Barony Trio. Mickey is lead singer of Lush, and Gina Birch from The Raincoats are playing at the Wise Hall in Vancouver. Please come out if you're around in East Vancouver on Friday night and support these two legends. They are fighting their way across America now. They did cancel their show in Salt Lake City to last night, and they're on the way to Seattle right now, and for Thursday night, and then up to Friday. Mickey's voice is it's a little bit damaged. I think it's a little bit rough, the tour in the van. They played Denver Monday, and as I said, they're on the way to Seattle and Friday here. So get out there, and I will be there for sure. Looking forward to that, and hopefully have a word with both Mickey and Gina. I'm pretty excited about that. They are also... actually, we'll wait for that later. Let's move on here. So again, it's Noise of Carpet. You can reach me at noiseofcarpetradio@gmail.com. Let's move forward with a song by a band called King Kong, one of the members of Slint, formed this group after he moved away from Slint, Louisville, Kentucky. The fellow's name is Ethan. And this band is King Kong. It's not the most serious band, but some good little numbers. And this one's called Scuba Duba Diver on CGSF. I think you'll like the next set, starting with King Kong. Thanks for listening.
Above me. If I were the seagull, do you wonder what I'd see? I would see a scuba diver diving into the sea. Down, down, scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Tuna swimming so fast as the one who saw the scuba diver swim past. If I were the tuna, do you wonder what I'd see? I would see a scuba diver diving into the sea. Down, down, scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Of the ocean where the fish are all aglow. If I were the shark, do you wonder what I'd see? I would see the scuba diver looking straight back at me. Down, down, scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba.
this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
A little something like this. Get me up, get me going.